BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he has instructed Ukraine's military commanders to find the forces to boost the defence of the besieged city of Bakhmut. Mr. Zelensky said his top generals had unanimously advised against a withdrawal from Bakhmut, which Russian forces have bombarded for months and now surround in three sides. James Landale reports from Kyiv.
President Zelensky said the fighting in eastern Ukraine was painful and challenging. That's because Ukrainian soldiers are dying to protect a city that largely lies in ruins. Independent analysts have suggested Ukraine might be considering a limited withdrawal from eastern Bakhmut. But Mr. Zelensky met senior commanders, and his office said they spoke in favour of continuing the defensive operation and strengthening their positions in the city. He and they know this battle is costing the lives of thousands of Russian soldiers, and they hope their enemy will emerge substantially weaker, regardless of who ends up controlling the city.
Opposition parties in Turkey have agreed a joint candidate to compete against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in elections in May. He's Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the secular Republican People's Party. The 74-year-old has promised that an opposition alliance would govern Turkey through consensus and consultation.
The door of the Nation Alliance is open to everyone who shares our common Turkish dream. I salute our 85 million people, regardless of belief, thought, ideology or identity.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed a former mayor to the newly created position of electricity minister in an effort to address long-running power shortages. Kosientso Ramakgop will have to deal with power cuts of up to 12 hours and allegations of high-level corruption at the state-run energy giant Eskom. Activists in Saudi Arabia say they're worried about an Islamist preacher who has publicly criticised on Twitter entertainment reforms, which he argues are against Islamic values. Some of his supporters believe the preacher, Emad Al-Mubayyad, has been detained. Here's Sebastian Usher.
In a video posted on Twitter a few days ago, Emad Al-Mubayyad expressed his opposition to the opening up of Saudi Arabia to the kind of entertainment that not so long ago would never have been permitted there. Such dissent from the current line in the kingdom is dangerous. Mr. Al-Mubayyad swiftly posted another video, rowing back on his criticism. That was 4 days ago. Activists say he's not been heard from since. Saudi security has announced that an unidentified man has been arrested for posting video content which it said contained false information that undermined public order. Activists believe the unnamed man is Emad Al-Mubayyad.
BBC News. The Defence Ministry in Peru says five soldiers drowned and another has gone missing during a confrontation with anti-government protesters in the city of El Ave. It said the corporals had been swept away on Sunday while trying to cross a river to avoid hundreds of demonstrators. Brazil's justice minister and the country's tax department have opened two investigations into the former president Jair Bolsonaro after media reports alleged he had tried to illegally import jewellery worth more than $3 million that were given to Mr. Bolsonaro and his wife during an official trip to Saudi Arabia in 2021. Mr. Bolsonaro says he's being hounded over gifts he neither wanted nor received. The World Bank has suspended talks over its future engagement with Tunisia following President Kais Saied's recent criticism of sub-Saharan migrants. The outgoing head of the bank, David Malpass, said Mr. Saied's remarks had triggered racially motivated harassment and even violence in Tunisia. The US State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration was also concerned at the Tunisian leader's remarks.
We urge Tunisian authorities to meet their obligations under international law to protect the rights of refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants. And we encourage Tunisian authorities to coordinate with international humanitarian organizations to facilitate the safe, dignified, and voluntary return of migrants who wish to return to their countries of origin.
A judge in the U.S. state of Massachusetts has ordered a man to be held without bail over a disturbance aboard a United Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Boston. Francisco Severo is alleged to have tried to force open an emergency exit door and then attempted to stab a member of the flight crew with a broken metal spoon. He was restrained by passengers and flight attendants. BBC News.